Americans in Russia. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The U.S. Embassy urging Americans in Russia to be especially alert regarding their safety.
The U.S. Embassy in Moscow has issued an alert telling Americans in Russia to avoid crowds, be aware of your surroundings, and have evacuation plans that do not rely on U.S. government assistance. The embassy says media sources say there have been threats of attacks against shopping centers and other public gathering places in major urban areas like Moscow and St. Petersburg, as well as near the Russian border with Ukraine.
Fox's Jill Nato. President Biden saying that he will have a summit with Russian President Putin under certain conditions, one of them being Russia must not invade Ukraine. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba telling CBS's 60 Minutes that Ukraine wants to be a member of NATO. Democratic House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn of South Carolina appearing on Fox's Sunday Night in America, where he stated that he should know within days President Biden's Supreme Court nominee.
I suspect that the president will hold to his timetable of naming someone before the end of the month.
President Biden promising that the nominee would be a black woman. A 23-year-old NASCAR Cup rookie winning this year's Daytona 500 Sunday in an overtime shootout.
What a race after 200-plus laps. Car number two, rookie Austin Cindric, emerges as the victor here at Daytona 500. He is headed to victory lane. We were expecting to have a winner a little bit sooner, but a few wrecks in the final stretch really delayed an official victory. Certainly Daytona living up to its name as these drivers out here really tried their best to really come out on top. Obviously, at the end, rookie Austin Cindric with the storybook ending coming out on top here.
Fox's Charles Watson. Cindric is a member of Team Penske. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Financial fraudster Bernie Madoff's sister and brother-in-law found dead in Florida.
Bernie Madoff's 87-year-old sister, Sandra Weiner, and her 90-year-old husband, Marvin, were discovered with gunshot wounds, according to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Their deaths are being investigated as a murder-suicide. Ponzi scheme King Madoff swindled investors of more than $65 billion and died in prison in April. His sister and her husband were reportedly victims of Madoff's fraud. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Volunteers set to test out a new jail in Switzerland next month.
Corrections authorities in Zurich, Switzerland, say they've received more than 800 applications after calling for volunteers to test out a new jail. The dress rehearsal next month will see those taking part treated like inmates, testing food, going through intake procedures, and walking the yard. Cell phones are banned. Strip searches are optional. Volunteers will also be given a safe word in case it all gets a bit much.
Fox's Simon Owen from London. Tom Holland's new film topping the weekend's box office.
There are places out there you can't find on any map.
Tom Holland's latest adventure, Uncharted, tops the box office. The video game adaption starring the Spider-Man actor and Mark Wahlberg is on its way to earning $51 million over the long President's Day weekend, putting it at number one. The weekend's other new opener, Dog, found a modest audience and landed in second place. Channing Tatum plays an Army Ranger tasked with driving a traumatized military dog from Oregon to Arizona. Spider-Man No Way Home is still staying strong with a spot in third place, raking in $7.2 million. Mystery movie Death on the Nile landed in fourth place with $6.3 million, while Jackass Forever took fifth place with $5.2 million.
Fox's Mary Corsetti and Team LeBron winning the NBA All-Star Game. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.